Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to talk about the art of the conversation, because having conversations is definitely an art, whether it's conversations with clients, conversations with prospects, conversations with your networks, conversations face-to-face, conversations online, conversations in social platforms, conversations with team. How you have conversations determines the outcome and determines the result. And in the end, you're having a conversation for a purpose. But the problem is we tend to have the conversation from our point of view without thinking about the joys of human behavior. And I want to get into that right now. So the mistakes I'm constantly seeing in terms of how to have conversations is that we don't think about it from someone else's shoes. We don't think about how would we have that conversation if we're face-to-face, if we happen to be doing it online or over text or over the phone. We don't think about it from other people's perspectives. We don't think about it from the simple brain rules and how our brain is wired and how our brain is wired for survival and how our brain is wired for fight and flight. When we have conversations, the mistakes that we constantly make is just simply our perspective. And therefore, our conversations are not as effective as what they should be. You see, when you start to understand the art of conversations is actually about understanding human relationships, human biology, our primal instincts, when you start to understand that, all of a sudden, your influence is absolutely through the roof. Getting the result you want is absolutely second to none. But when you get this wrong, it feels hard. Conversations feel awkward. It feels spammy. It feels salesy. And in the end, you don't end up having many conversations. And the problem with that is you miss out on opportunities. Because simply put, conversations equal opportunities. If you're not having many conversations throughout your day, you're missing out on different opportunities. Opportunities to find new clients, opportunities to find new partners, opportunities to be able to get doors opened, opportunities to simply just make sure that things are on the right track, whether that be with team, distributors, contractors, even in your personal world. Conversations are everywhere. And when you become great at having conversations, then all of a sudden, not only are you the hub, you're the influencer, you're the puppet master, but you're the puppet master in a good way. So what's the biggest mistake in having conversations? Well, I want to break this down into two different areas because there's online and there's offline. And the biggest mistake online is that we talk from behind a screen, whether it be a phone, iPad, computer screen. And how we talk isn't how we talk in day-to-day, even writing emails. The mistake we make is that we're usually too logical, we're too analytical, because we've got no visual cues. We can't see their face. We can't see their body language. We can't see how they would be responding as we talk this conversation out with them. So what we've got to do when we're having online conversations is we've got to be able to put ourselves in that shoe of going, hey, if I was face-to-face with this person, what would I say? How would I say it? How would I react? How would I, my tonality be? Here's a great example. We were with a client the other week, and they had this LinkedIn message. And the LinkedIn message, very formal, very dry. And I said to him, is this how you'd say if you walked up to that person in the middle of a room at a networking event, is this how you would start talking to them? He went, nah, of course not. Then why would you do that here? it's showing you've got no personality. It's showing you've got no flair. And that's the complete opposite of who you are. And I think that sums it up. When we're online, we don't talk. Well, again, whether it's by SMS, whether it's by a social media message, whether it's via email, we don't talk the same way as if we were with that person face to face. And we need to. So we quickly change the messages around. We break it up because there has to be stepping stones within a message. There's interaction. I'm sure you've got many messages online which just simply are like a three-page essay talking at you where you just hit delete or you just go, oh, moron. Well, don't be that person back. Sure, it might take a little bit more time to go short message, get a reply, respond, get a reply, respond. But you don't need instant gratification. You don't need to get it all out at once. You need the end result. So what you've got to be thinking about, especially online in the art of a conversation, is put yourself as if you were there speaking to that person face to face. If you happen to be in a room, 100 people, and everyone was in suit and tie, black suit and ties, and there's one person in this green suit, would you walk up to them and go formally and introduce yourself? No, you'd go up and go, oh, wow, love it, green suit. Don't be different through text than what you would be through real life. So that's the online big mistake. The offline big mistake is we often try to get out everything that we've got to say rather than simply being curious to listen. You've heard the saying many a times, you probably say it to your kids, you've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Don't talk so much. To get into conversations doesn't mean that you've got to do the talking. The person who's a great listener actually has all of the influence. The person who can ask great questions is the person who has all of the influence. So in conversations, online or offline, there are a couple of things that we want to be good at. Let's go three big points right now. The first one is be authentically you. When you've got a scarcity mindset, we tend to try to be how someone wants us to be. When we've got an abundance mindset, we don't care. We're either going to get along or we're not. You're either going to like me or you're not. We're going to fit or you're not. And that's absolutely fine because not everyone can fit. Not everyone will gel. Not everyone is meant to be alongside each other. So the first thing you've got to be is you. I'm not formal. I'm a hi. I'm a hey. I don't finish with kind regards. I finish with talk soon. I finish with have a great day. I want fun. I want banter in my conversations. Now that's me. The people who can't stand that, we're not a match and that's absolutely fine. You'll find your match, whether that be someone to work with, whether that be someone to work for, whether that be a referral source, whatever. You need to be you. Big point number one. Second thing is you've got to make sure that you're curious, that you're asking questions. Set yourself a target to speak less than the other person. The more you have the other person talking, the more you actually can find out. Can you work with that person? Can you help that person? Is there a relationship worth keeping with that person? So be curious and ask questions. Now, it doesn't matter whether this is email, SMS, social media message, face-to-face. It's exactly the same. If you see them as different things, we're missing the point. This is about simply the art of having a good conversation, conversations to create opportunities. So you need to be authentically you. Big first point. Have an abundance mindset. Some people are good fits, others are not. It's absolutely fine. Second, be curious. Ask questions. You'll learn pretty quickly. Just like I will send someone a message, ask a question, say, have a great day, and they'll give me a thumbs up. It's like, you moron. But that's fine. We're not a fit. If that's a reaction that it gets within me, that's perfect because it tells me they're not the right sort of person to be around. We can move on. There's no emotion attached to it. Just is what it is. So the third big thing, be a farmer, not a hunter. If you're having conversations going, I need a sale, I need a sale, I need a sale. Buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. You miss it. You miss the point. I get that society has taught us to be hunters. It's caveman days. It's what our brain's wired for. Survival. But honestly, it is the worst possible neural pathway our brain has in business. Because we don't need the scarcity survival mindset. If you are a farmer, you plant seeds, you nurture the crops will always keep coming back. Just before jumping on to do the podcast, I saw an email from someone going, oh, we just need this new project that we've got going on. Love you to come on our podcast. Farmer, nurture. The crop comes and you can harvest it. Then you go back and you sow the seed again. You nurture again. The sunlight, the water. Be a farmer. The art of the conversation can be broken into three simple things. How well do you do these three simple things? How well are you you? Not trying to be anyone else. How well are you you? Say what's important to you. Doesn't matter if you upset people. They're not your people. And that's fine. They'll find their people. Be curious. Ask questions. And make sure you're a farmer, not a hunter. The art of conversations comes down to mindset. It's not scripts. It's not templates. Sure, there's structures and there's stepping stones. But it comes down to how you think. If you don't have the transformational mindset that we talk about all the time, you can follow any script. You can copy and paste. You can follow the stepping stones. It won't matter. Because the thinking is what makes all the difference. Make sure, wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast, you subscribe on Podbean, on iTunes, Get More Referrals Today, on Spotify, on Google Play. Just search for Get More Referrals Today. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru, so you never miss an episode or throughout the week when we go live, helping you to be able to continuously transition yourself and your business. Make sure you jump into our $1 million referral network, free Facebook group. The link is in the description, wherever you happen to be listening to this. And until next time, I'll talk to you real soon. Take care, everyone.